is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Oh, come on, you did better for Pastor Don. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
That's a nice. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Well, yes.
When you asked me to do the service, and I said I was going to pray that you would make it.
Yes.
That?
Yeah.
I almost didn't make it.
Well, because I had a parishioner contact me that they needed a ride, and I was on Murdoch. I turned around, went home to pick them up, and she wasn't there. But I tried. Okay.
She did you like that?
Yeah, that's about right. I awoke early this morning. It was a cool spring morning. And when I woke up, it was still dark outside. I had a duty to do this morning. I was not excited about doing it. I had no energy to go do it. Friday was a horrible day. It was a day that our leader was killed in the most horrible way. The Romans crucified him on a tree on top of the Hill of Skull outside the main gate of Jerusalem. When you see the most important person that you love put to death in a most horrible way, it changes you. The master had three trials on Thursday night, and the Roman prefect, Pontius Pilate, did not want to condemn Jesus. And his wife brought out water to Pontius Pilate, and he washed his hands of the entire situation. He wanted nothing to do with it. Jesus hung on that cross for 3 hours before he suffocated to death. It was the afternoon of the Sabbath, and we had to get Jesus into a tomb before sunset. Now, I was standing with his mother Mary, and both of us could not stop crying. We looked up at that cross and saw all the blood and the cut skin and the blood coming down Jesus' face. It was horrible to look at. Well, after he died, we got him down off the cross. And she and the other woman quickly covered up Jesus with the cloth. And we took him to the tomb and laid him on the slab. And the Roman soldiers rolled the stone door closed. And we left. It was hard to go to the Sabbath meal that night. We didn't want to do it, but we had to. It was the Sabbath. So I walked out early in the morning on the first day of the week. And I trudged to the tomb in the dark. While I was walking, the sun started to come up, but it was not getting any warmer, and I was shivering. Not only from the cold, but from thinking about seeing my dead Lord. I was going to ask the Roman soldiers to roll the stone back, but when I got to the tomb, it was open, and the soldiers were gone. And I was so afraid that someone stole the master's body. So I looked in the tomb and it was empty. I ran back to tell the other disciples and the followers of Jesus, and Peter and John took off running to see it for themselves. Now John is younger, so he reached the tomb first, but he was afraid to go in. And when Peter got there, he entered the tomb and saw that Jesus was not on the slab. So Peter and John left running again to tell the rest of the disciples that Jesus wasn't there. Well, I gathered my courage and I entered the tomb to see for myself. There were two angels. They were shining and all dressed in white. And one was where Jesus' head was, and the other one was where his feet were on the slab. Then they talked to me and asked me a question. They said to me, "Woman, why are you weeping?" I was so scared. And the words just burst out of my mouth. "They've taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him." I sensed a shadow in the doorway. The sun had started to come up, and as I was facing the angels, I saw a shadow appear in the light. So I turned, and I saw the gardener standing there. Now, I couldn't see his face because the light was behind it. And he asked me, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" And I decided to ask him where they had taken Jesus' body. "Well, sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." And the gardener said my name, Mary. And then it hit me. This was no gardener. This was Jesus. And he was alive and dressed in white. I was so shocked, I almost fainted and fell at his feet. I reached out my arms around his feet and called out to him, "Rabboni," and I almost started to cry again. And Jesus said to me, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." I jumped to my feet and ran off to the upper room in the city to tell the disciples, "He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah."
Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord, and that he had said these things to her." Can you imagine what was going through her mind during this time? How would any one of you feel if, in talking with us, God appeared in our midst? What if Jesus walked through that door right now? The Word made flesh. Flesh and blood. The Word of God just walked into our church. And the thing I find, it's a real miracle. Jesus didn't appear to just the disciples. In the next paragraph, it says he appeared to 500 people. Now, those 500 people had just seen Jesus put to death on the cross. Imagine it like this. Remember in the Old West, if they were going to have a public execution, everybody came. You don't see that every day, do you? The same thing then. You don't see somebody crucified. So when that's going to happen, everybody knows. You all saw Jesus. You saw what he looked like when he was on the cross. They went over and they stabbed him in the side with a spear. And you're watching. And at the foot of the cross are Mary Magdalene and his mother Mary. Can you imagine if it was your son up on that cross? How would you feel? Do you think those 500 people said, "Crucify him again"? I think not. In closing, I'd like to leave with you this blessed thought today. Like the apostles who were arrested for witnessing about Jesus and taken to the Sanhedrin for a trial, the Sanhedrin said that they wanted to put the disciples to death. And one rabbi stood up. His name was Gamaliel in the Bible. He was Paul's teacher. He ran the rabbinical school in Jerusalem. And he said to the Sanhedrin, "Brothers, do not kill these men. If this movement is of man, it will fade away. But if it is of God, it will last forever. So today, let us be as Mary with her eyes wide open with delight, with glory and joy, announcing like she did to the disciples, "He is risen!
He is risen indeed! Hallelujah!"